you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
The question is, does Jesus reign on high in our life? Is He Lord of the valleys? It's easy to praise Him, as we know, when things are high. But when you're going through the deep valley and your child's not doing what he should do, when you're dealing with mental illness, when you're dealing with prison, when you're dealing with sickness, when you're dealing with death, is Jesus Christ reigning on high? When you lose your job, is Jesus reigning on high? When disappointments come in the work of the ministry, is Jesus reigning on high? Is Jesus truly Lord? Oh, Lord Jesus, come. We invite you to come in all the disappointments we have suffered, and all the betrayals, and all the could have been, should have beens, and all the things that we thought were going to happen that didn't happen. And we crown you Lord, because our lives are in your hands. Our lives are given to you. We present our bodies as living sacrifices. And we thank you that you love our families more than we do. And Father, we thank you that you love us more than we love ourselves. And we thank you that you're the head of the church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against your church. And so we don't have to be defensive. We thank you for the work of the ministry, but it's your ministry. And we thank you that you have gifted each one of us with a ministry. So Father, we offer to you, Lord Jesus, the sacrifice of praise for the disappointments that we have suffered through, endured, complained about. Lord, we ask your forgiveness for complaining. And Father, we just offer up to you the sacrifice of praise. And we thank you in the midst of it that you are Lord, that you are still the Savior, you're still the healer, you're still the provider. You're the one who brings peace in the midst of chaos. One word from you, Lord, and we're set free. One word from you and we're healed. One word. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the Word made flesh who dwells among us. Lord, we want to hear your word. We want to hear you like we've never heard you before. We want to enter that place of intimacy with you, that no matter where we are, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we hear your voice. And another voice we will not listen to. We want to be led by your Spirit. For those are the sons of God who are led by the Spirit of God. We want to see you high lifted up in every situation. Lifted up in the dark times, when there's no hope on this earth. Except you, we choose to put our hope in you, because you're the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, I thank you that you've only called us to obedience and not success. And Lord, for the grace of obedience, that we would hear you and that we would obey quickly whatever you're saying in our lives. And I thank you, Father, we don't have to strive, because you've called us to the faith rest life, to rest in you. So we choose to rest in you this night. We choose to lift your name on high. We choose to believe in you and not in the voices that we hear around us, or even those voices in our own mind. We only want to hear your Holy Spirit, and no other voice in our minds will we listen to. We will not listen to fear, rejection, failure, shame, humiliation. We will not listen to those voices. We want to hear your voice alone. So speak to us, Lord. Give us ears to hear. Anoint our eyes with fresh eye salve that we might see. We want to go into the realms that you would open to us. We want to go to the higher place. We're not satisfied with where we are spiritually. We want to know the glory. We want to walk in the glory realm. We're coming up, Lord. We're coming up. We're coming. We declare your lordship over every area, Lord Jesus. Those areas we don't even understand, those things that we don't even understand what's happening in our lives, those relationships that are broken and we don't understand, Lord. We lay our fears down. Great fears, Lord Jesus. And we know that you've called us to the faith. So we ask your forgiveness for all the fears that seem to multiply in our emotions and in our minds. The fears of today, fears of tomorrow. We choose to walk in faith. We choose to, Lord God. We choose to believe that you work all things together for good for those that love you and are called according to your purpose. Not our purpose. Not someone else's purpose, but your purpose. So we give the future to you, Lord. We know not what it holds, but we know that you're going to be there for us and that your word tells me your grace is sufficient. So, Lord, I'm moving from fear into faith and I'm walking in grace, your unmerited favor, because you love me. And I am precious in your sight. Regardless how I feel about myself, I am precious in your sight. I am your precious baby girl and your precious son. And I know your hand is upon my life to lead me, to guide me, to direct me. And you will never lead me to a place that your grace is not there for me. And your word tells me that you work in me to will and to do for your good pleasure. So I'm not afraid of taking a step in faith because you're working in me to will and to do And you'll never call me to do something that you have not empowered me to do. You'll never call me to do something that I will lack wisdom, knowledge, and discernment, because you will fully equip me for the call upon my life. So I'm not afraid of the call. So I give you my life one more time, Lord, and I say, lead me, direct me, guide me, for you will guide me into all truth. And I may not understand with my mind, but I'm going to be your child of faith. And I'm going to put my hand in yours, Daddy, as we walk down the road together. And I'm going to squeeze it real hard. But I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to let go. To be the daddy that I've never had. I need you to be there for me every moment of the day. I need you to be understanding. I need you to love me, Lord, when I'm not very loving. I need you never to leave me or turn your back upon me, and your word tells me you won't, even when I'm disobedient. For your word tells me you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I want to know you in the depths that man can know you. I need to know you more every day. Your word tells me that you're a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I need to know, Lord, when I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and someone's missing, that you're there. I need to know at 5 o'clock, when I still haven't gone to sleep yet, yet that you are there. I need to know you when the telephone doesn't ring. That you love. I need to know you in the loss of friends, acquaintances, husbands, wives, sisters, brothers. I need to know that you're there. I open up my heart to you. Father God, Father me. Father me. Reveal your love in a deeper dimension in my heart. For I want to be your child of faith. I want to be so consumed with your love and your presence that that's all that matters. Your word tells me I'm an alien and a foreigner here, just passing through this place. And I feel more of a foreigner and more of an alien every day. But no one else understands me. You understand me. And I don't have to explain to you. I need to know, deep within my emotions, your unconditional love for me. Unconditional love. Hey. For your word tells me that's who you are. Yes, you have put a song in my heart. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, you've died for me, and you did it all because of love.
Amen.
Lord, forgive me for not thanking you every day of my life for what you have done for me. Forgive me for complaining and not think about how many ways you have blessed me. You have been so good. You have been so faithful. And most of all, you've given me eternal life. Eternal life. No fear of death. To be dead in the body is present with God. To be dead in the body is present with God. For the word says, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, he will quicken my mortal body unto life. So, Father, I thank you that you sent your Son. And your Son came and died to send the Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you dwell in each one of us. And you will lead us into all truth. That you're our advocate. You're our sanctifier. And you're our teacher. And you're going to show me exactly what to do with my life. You are going to talk to me and guide me and direct me in every decision I have to make as I wait upon you. And I thank you, Father, that you have not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, a spirit of power, and a sound mind. So there's no confusion in you. I have a sound mind. So I thank you for a sound mind, a healed mind, a mind that thinks, functions, and remembers. And forgive me, Father, for complaining about my thoughts, how I make decisions, because if I will listen to you, you will show me exactly what to do. I thank you, Lord, that I can live in many dimensions. I'm here, but I'm not here. Now that could be a joke, but it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. I'm here, but I'm in the spirit. At least two places all the time. Shifting gears. More there sometimes than here. Thank you, Lord, my steps are ordered by you. That you make a way where there is no way, you make a way in the wilderness. My feet are shod with the good news, the gospel of peace, and I bring peace where I go. Wherever I go, I'm bringing peace, peace, peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. Not strife. How beautiful are the feet of him who brings good news. How beautiful are the feet of him whose feet are shod with the good news of the gospel. When we walk in a room, we're good news. We've heard the saying, bad news coming. We're bringing good news. We're bringing hope. We're bringing joy. We're bringing love. Patience. When we walk in a room, people should be excited that we got there because our baskets are full with good stuff. Not groaning, complaining. We're bringing peace and joy and love and encouragement. There's not much out there. And he's called us to be salt and light. And the world is getting darker. But as we allow the Christ light to beam upwards, beam out, this world can change and will change. We're the hope. We are the hope that God has placed on this earth. And not to think about ourselves as small, because when we concentrate on our smallness, we don't see his greatness. When we concentrate on what we don't have, we don't think about what we do have in Him. When I'm me-centered, I'm not God-centered. I'm not Christ-centered. Forgetting about Him, forgetting about me, concentrating on Him. And when I concentrate on Him, all my problems just fall off. No big thing. No big thing. Because I'm walking into eternity. Only passing through this. We just have a short span of time here. It might seem long sometimes, but it's only a short span. We read the obituaries every day to check and see if somebody died that we know of. And sometimes you will open up the obituaries and you see someone with the same name that you have. That's pretty scary. Check your pulse. So to make every day count, every day is precious pearl. Every day is a gift from God. Every day is another opportunity to love someone. To be loving when we don't feel loving. To be patient when we don't feel patient. To give when we don't have. But He has it all. So I'm not moved by what I see. I'm only moved by the Holy Spirit. I'm not looking at the circumstances. Can't look at that. My eyes are up there. Now, it's not that I'm lacking brains, because I can go to that route too, and I can worry myself silly. Okay? We're called to be men and women of faith and grabbing Daddy's hand on the journey, putting my hand in His hand. And He'll never take me any place that His grace isn't there. There's some folks here are going to be going through some changes, and we tend to love comfortable. We tend to like things that are familiar. We like things that are familiar even when they're not good. But we've gotten so used to our circumstances that even when it's uncomfortable, we don't want to change. And He's calling, He's saying, trust me, let go, come on, you're going to like it, come on, you got to let go. But, you know, He's pulling. Come on, come on. Father, I choose to trust in You. I choose to put my hand in Your hand and trust the next step You're going to take me. The next door that You open for me that I know it's of You, I want to walk through it. And not be afraid of disappointing some people. I'm not going to be afraid of failure. I'm not going to be afraid of what other people say or think. I just want to please You. That's where my heart is. You're going to take care of everybody else. In our natural self, we start, whether it's a job, whether it's a project, or a ministry, or whatever, and we know God has led us to it, but there's a tendency to keep doing what you're doing. And sometimes things have seasons, and it's okay. It doesn't mean we failed. It doesn't mean any of those things. But maybe we're going to make a bigger turn, a bigger opportunity, something more wonderful. But not to be afraid of change. I hate it myself. So I'm preaching to myself. Thanks a lot. But we're in a time of change. Things aren't the way they were. And I don't like that. But in the midst of the change, in the midst of the shaking, in the midst of things that seem foreign, changing of relationships, changing geographical changes, relationship changes, I choose to put my hand in my daddy's hand and know he's going to see me through. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.